Plan A. A Leverage Story, written by Gala Apples and read by Kelly Curia. An Alec Parker Elliott threesome story. 4 times they worshipped each other, and 1 time someone else did. The Future Worship. Nate has a plan. Parker trusts that plan, because aside from the stupid Sterling stupid jail plan, Nate's good at plans. But she likes this better, which is fine as long as she doesn't tell Nate. This is Hardison and Elliot all over her. They haven't fucked her yet, either one of them, and they probably won't. Fucking would make it about them, and lots of times it can be about one of them, or all three of them together. But this time it's not. This time, it's about her. Instead of fucking her, Elliot kisses her knee. He says,
"I'll take a sledgehammer to it. He'll never walk pain-free again."
Instead of fucking her, Hardison plays with her hands. He pulls off from sucking her finger to say,
1,000 paper cuts, babe. We'll hold out his hand and slice again and again until he's more cuts than skin.
Instead of fucking her, Elliot bites her thigh and says,
"I'll tie wet leather cords right here."
They won't do any of it, because Nate has a plan. Tara will be a fake psychic and they'll discredit him, and he'll never tell another lie about the dead to hurt the living. But it's still nice to think about it. The Studio Worship.
"You can sing for us."
"What? No, goddammit, Hardison, that is not happening. Don't put ideas into her head."
"I don't see why not."
"Because if I hear the word pitchy one more time, I can't be held accountable for my actions."
"Come on, man. Don't you want to sing out your orgasm?"
"This isn't Glee, idiot."
Hardison drops to his knees. Elliot can sense it, can hear it, even if he refuses to dignify Hardison by looking back at him. Parker is crouching in front of him. It's oddly synchronized, how their hands start pulling down his jeans simultaneously, like someone's still on the comms telling them what to do. But of course, there isn't. Nate would never put up with this. "We know you could have gone with her," Parker says, hot breath exhaling on his cock.
"No, I couldn't have."
What he said was true. He's on a road that doesn't allow for country star pit stops. "We're glad you didn't, and we want you to sing," Parker continues, trying her best to show feelings.
Hardison's not all that much better with, "I'm going to keep my mouth on you until you sing. One orgasm, 5 aching coming clear, coming dry, spent dick orgasms, whatever. However much it takes."
They're not trying to break him, Elliot knows. They're trying to show him.
He's still not going to sing until Hardison's rimmed him at least twice. It's the principle of it.
The Last Dam Worship.
"I hate chaos."
"We know, man,"
Elliot says, with what passes with him for sympathy. Not that it'll last long. It never does. Hardison sighs, repeating himself because it just has to be said.
"I hate chaos." "That's the point."
Case in point. Already prickly again.
"But it's not fair. Sophie gets a friend, Parker gets a father figure, you get a guy you're completely neutral towards, and I get the guy I wouldn't ask to douse me with water if I were on fire. I'd literally rather die in a fire."
Parker drops from the rough-hewn ceiling. Hardison has no idea how, but he doesn't bother to ask that kind of question anymore. He's dating 2 very good sneakers. You need to remember 3 things. 1, it's what we have to do to get Latimer back. 2, Dubenek walked away without paying, the most heinous of crimes. 3, chaos is sleeping here, and we can go have really loud sex where we don't shut up about your awesome arms and cock and abs, and he feels inferior. Elliot smirks.
"Don't you want blue-balled chaos to know what a great cock you have?"
"Actually,
yes.
That would be fantastic. Artisan doesn't even have the words for how great that would be.
The broken wing worship.
Bored.
No one replies, so Parker tries again.
Bored.
Still nothing. Parker throws a pretzel at Elliot's eye. Elliot bats it out of the way before it hits him, of course, but at least now he's paying attention.
I thought it would be less boring with you two at home, but it's really not. Do you think there are more criminals in the brew pub now?
No. Harnison rechecks the employees' pasts.
Hey! Amy was not my fault. How was I supposed to know that we'd have a diplomatic incident?
Fine. But she made a good thief. You think I should teach more waitresses to become thieves?
No, Parker.
Then somebody give me something to do here!
Parker throws a pretzel at Hardison, who doesn't dodge in time.
Come. You know what? Your task is coming. I'm going to go down on you for an hour. Hardison, time me. Tape it if you want.
Tape? Tape, sir? How dare you?
You know what I mean.
He turns back to her and kneels.
I'm going to eat you out forever, and you'll feel so much pleasure you won't even feel your knee. And then you'll pass out and stop being so frickin' annoying.
The post-long goodbye worship. It's not a clean break. Nate never really thought it would be. They're all complete and abject failures when it comes to walking away. Not a one of them can leave well enough alone. They don't live on the same continent anymore, but that doesn't stop Parker and Hardison and Elliot from calling at any hour. Leverage 2.0 doesn't keep strict business hours, and retired and wealthy as he and Sophie are, there are no pressing plans.
Guess how popular we are?
Hello, Parker. He answers calmly. Saying her name brings Sophie over. She's just as invested in these calls as he is. Nate puts the phone on speaker, rather than force her to press her head against his. She'll be upset if she doesn't catch every single word.
A whole bunch of people want Elliot's babies, and Hardison's babies, and my babies! Which is weird, because in a stranger and me situation, I'd be having the babies.
Elliot growls, which is proof enough of some of the more salacious comments. Nate can't help but wonder if anyone will be getting a pointed package in the mail.
The code word was trending on Twitter. Every one of those hackers knew it was stupid, commenting on a publicly traded company platform, but they just couldn't help themselves.
Nate can hear the pride in Hardison's voice. It's good. He's earned it. He's been earning it since the day he agreed to help set up shop in Portland.
Babies, Nate! And other things. So many people are into being body slaves. It's such a waste because we're already dating each other. Wait, did you already know that? I can't remember if we told you that me and Elliot and Hardison are having lots of really good sex, but that's not the point. The point is that we're like gods. Sexy, sexy thief gods.
I can't say you told us. Sophie begins, after a moment of silence. But congratulations, and I'm glad the cloud job worked out so well for you.
This Canadian girl helped us work a job,
Elliot offers gruffly. He, more than the other two, tries to make it subtly clear that there's always more room for them to come back, if they want. Nate can't begrudge them the occasional outsourcing.
Tell us more about that,
he answers. One day he might. He and his wife might get restless and come back. For now, though, let them enjoy the glory. Them feeling loved and needed was always plan A, after all. The end. Thanks for listening.